USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says that the government is estimating around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. Senator Ron Johnson says the Trump administration had policies in place that had stopped the flow of illegal crossings. But the Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration ignored warnings about reversing those policies.
And we pretty well stopped the flow of unaccompanied children and migrant families that were exploiting our very generous asylum laws. But then President Biden, even though his transition team asked the Trump administration, what can we do to prevent a border crisis? They told them, keep those policies in place. So basically, the first thing that President Biden did is he just dismantled all those programs.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
A new poll shows Americans are gaining more confidence about returning to public places, even as COVID cases in some areas are on the rise. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Americans are increasingly becoming more comfortable in public spaces and traveling, according to a recent poll by Civic Science. The survey found that 35% of adult Americans are not at all concerned with being in public spaces, while 43% are somewhat concerned and 22% are still very concerned. Additionally, 55% of Americans felt comfortable going out to eat, and now 39% say they felt comfortable enough to go on a vacation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And flooding in Tennessee has claimed a seventh victim as the area braces for more rain. A man in Cheatham County apparently drowned when his truck was caught up in floodwaters. According to the National Weather Service, another 1 to 2 inches of rain could fall on the Nashville area on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Much has been said about the new Georgia voting reform law that was enacted last week. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically the members of the public can no longer come and offer them food, water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
And half of the men's Final Four is set. Houston beat Oregon State 67-61 in the Midwest Regional Final Monday to advance to their first Final Four in 37 years. And Baylor held off Arkansas 81-72 to take the South Region and their first trip to the Final Four since 1950. The Bears and Cougars will face off Saturday for a berth in the national title game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.